screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. They also operate their own lumber yard, and they'll supply all of the decking materials for your project. Outdoor Living Inc. stocks TimberTech decking. That's that composite cap with the polymer shell. It's low maintenance, scratch resistance, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Outdoor Living or Outdoor Living Inc. located on South Holmes near I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Hi, it's Frank. I think everybody knows that when somebody says the American dream, at least as long as I've been alive, that's meant own your own home. That's the American dream. And it's a good feeling when you own your own home and you're not renting anymore. There's a place for rental. I get it. Man, when you get your house, it's a big deal. I have the people that can help you do that. American Equity Mortgage. They're in the mortgage business. It's what they do. They get the best rates possible for their customers, depending, of course, on your credit history and your credit rating. The other thing they do for people who are already homeowners is show them how to borrow money the smart way, especially to pay off money that they borrowed the stupid way, which was at a high interest rate, like credit card debt. You don't want to hang on to that very long, and you don't want to be paying the minimum monthly payments every month. That is designed to keep you in debt for about 20 years. If you're a homeowner, you don't have to do it. They'll tell you how it works. It's called debt consolidation. Check them out at AmericanEquity.com or give them a call. Please tell them your AM and the PM, 314-878-9999.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
temper's the one thing you can't get rid of by losing it.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Happy Monday, everybody. Not quite the 4th of July, but almost. Happy birthday, America. Welcome in, one and all. Scott Sherman in for Frank. It's a large morning show in the afternoon. We're all filling in for someone. Tim Weiland, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello,
in for
Scott.
Dan Strauss.
How are you? On the drums, Tim Weiland.
Yeah, everybody. Hello, Cleveland. And Josh Gilbert, in for everyone.
Yeah.
And Ian.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Great. How are you?
Good. Good. Nice job last 3 hours you had there.
Yeah, I got three more.
Yeah. You just knock it right out, right?
You know, utility player, is that what they call me?
You are.
That's what I call myself.
We're just getting started. We got a lot of greatness.
Right.
Right? Let's start it off with some patriotic music. Here's the one song that they didn't play since 6 o'clock this morning.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
I like this.
Yankee Doodle do or die.
Jimmy Cagney.
A real live nephew of
in Yankee Doodle Dandy, the song, biographical song of George M. Cohan, who did not write that song. That song actually goes back to the Revolutionary War times and maybe a little bit earlier. A doodle, gentlemen, was a Dutch term for an idiot, and dandy was a sort of...
kind of a fop.
A what?
Fop.
You ought to say that on the air?
Fop.
What's that?
Well, it's...
You're not allowed to say that.
I'm not allowed to say what it is.
A,
another word for something else I can't say.
Tippy-toe.
Yes.
Is that right?
Light in the loafers.
A dumb tippy-toe. And then it was adopted as sort of the theme song for the Revolutionary Army in the I think Battle of... get Kennessee Davis. I should call him and ask him.
Yeah.
Lexington. That was the one. Or Concord. One of the two.
Did we ever figure out why, when he stuck a feather in his cap, why he called it macaroni?
Macaroni was a slang for a moron. Ta-da. So, no, they actually said that.
I was going to say, a doodle is a jerk. And a
macaroni was for white, sort of trash, nouveau riche, trying to put on a show.
It was, yes.
Did Tennessee Davis say that?
No, I learned that at some other point. But macaroni was kind of slang for what's new and in fashion these days.
It actually ends up being sort of the theme song for the Kardashians, really.
If you analyze it. They're making fun of us. As the Brits were making fun of us.
Yes. And we turned that around on those suckers.
That's right. They'll never... Hey, let's show them. Let's use their song, Making Fun of Us, as our theme song.
Yeah. It's like if the Marines had adopted YMCA as their theme song. Back, like, I don't know, the Halls of Montezuma, and then...
If the Navy took up in the Navy.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
So, happy... Uh-oh, it's not. It's the 3rd of July. Wait, what is it, Josh?
It's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Of course.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
There you go. It's not a large morning show without that thing in there, but it feels like a holiday, and I think people are working. Tim was working this morning.
I worked this morning. There was no traffic, but the banks are open.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of weird. But now, coming into work, there was so much traffic on the road. I don't know where they all were this morning, but it was pretty dead.
It seems like this should be the day. I know tomorrow is the official day, and it gives people an extra day, so that's sort of a 4-day weekend. And that's kind of cool. But, Josh, you don't like this. You think that we should be doing this on a different day.
Yeah, we're doing this all backwards. Now, are we in the Burke segment?
Oh, let's open the Burke segment by me asking, does anyone have anything to say?
I do.
Josh Gilbert.
Okay, so the 4th of July is on the 4th of July every year. But I think we should celebrate Independence Day and have it be... maybe on the first Saturday of every July.
Saturday. What about the Monday where you get the day off?
No, see, the problem with...
You don't need a day off in November. You need a day off in July when it's summertime.
Problem with Memorial Day and Labor Day, I mean, it makes for a nice 3-day weekend. But on the actual days proper, Memorial Day, Labor Day, I got to work the next day. So it's not like I can really tie one on.
Is this a hangover cure?
Yes. This is hangover-induced critique.
I felt this way about criticism. Super Bowl Sunday, that the Monday after should be a holiday.
It should always be a holiday.
Yeah, just the recovery from Super Bowl Sunday.
Make it a bank holiday.
So you think it should be on a Saturday. What about a Sunday?
No. Well, are we off on that Monday?
You've taken away now the holiday. The weekend
should be celebrated on a Saturday.
What about on a Sunday with the Friday, with the Monday
and
off?
The Monday off. We should get off the Monday, but not celebrate it on Monday.
Josh, you know how many times that the 4th of July has landed on a Sunday since 2015, or in the future, going forward into 2025.
Is it on a Sunday 2 years ago?
No, it hasn't been. I only have back to 2015. But going forward into 2025, there are no Sundays where the 4th of July falls. Two Saturdays.
Okay.
Well, that's not fair.
2015.
I'm guessing the leap.
And then 2020.
The leap year skips a Sunday somehow.
Tim, I don't like the idea of him taking a Monday away at all.
You have the Monday
off.
But the celebration... See, my point is last year, the 4th of July fell on... I don't know what day it was. It was a weekday because we had to work the next day.
Well, let me consult with my thing. 2016, it was a Monday.
Okay, so last year it was on a Monday, right?
Yes.
And I had to go to work. I had to come in here the next day.
Yes.
And do a shift. And on work days... on weeknights, you know, I like to be in bed by 9:30, 10, because I like to get my sleep, my
I agree
rest.
With that.
So I can't stay up and watch the fireworks.
Well, wait a
minute. Don't even start until 9 or 9:30.
Where do you live now? What community?
So
He's not answering.
I would celebrate out in St. Charles.
What about fireworks? Are you going to yell at the fireworks? Are you the guy that's going to call the cops on the fireworks?
No, I'm just saying.
You can sleep through the fireworks?
That it doesn't lend itself to enjoying fireworks and a late night show. And even these people that are leaving Fair St. Louis from Forest Park, after the fireworks are done at about 9:45, you still got to walk an hour to your car and get out. So, I mean,
it doesn't lend itself to having the next day.
Yeah, right.
But tonight is the fireworks at Fair St. Louis.
And when there's fireworks
tomorrow. No, that was last night.
No, tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, all three nights.
I went to the Fair St. Louis when they moved it to Forest Park.
Did you go? I went last night.
2 years ago? 3 years ago?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Yeah, that was all right.
It was all right. And it's not because, a criticism of...
Did you like it when it was downtown, or would you be critical of that?
No, I like that, because the backdrop of having the arch and all that, and sitting under the arch and seeing the fireworks is super cool.
Yeah.
And I have done that also from the other side of the river in the parking lot of that casino.
See, it's funny, because the best view of St. Louis is actually from Illinois.
Yeah. They did something 1 year where... The Little River Band was in town playing in the parking lot, so they tried to make it into a beach. And then which was, you know, strange in 70s enough. But then the fireworks went on, and that was super cool. And so I know it's temporary because they're fixing stuff up downtown. They're putting grass down there or something.
Right.
But for now, that thing down in Forest Park, it just doesn't do anything for me.
Here, you want Kurt's on line one. He's got the ultimate answer for this.
Kurt.
Okay. Yes.
How are you?
How you doing? I was listening to you guys discuss this, and I like the idea of celebrating Independence Day on the first Friday of July.
The first Friday. Tell us
why. What about working?
Well, then you get the holiday Friday off, and then you can recoup on the weekend.
Okay. See, yeah.
That makes sense.
Rather than having a Monday, Kurt, rather than doing it like Labor Day?
You weren't declaring it on Monday. You were wanting to celebrate it on Sunday, so I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, I'm okay with that.
You're not taking the holiday away.
But you know...
Or the day off away.
Right. But, Kurt, you're with me on this. It's hard to celebrate the 4th of July if you work the next day, right?
I agree, totally.
Yeah, great.
Very good. Thank you, Kurt.
Bye-bye.
What if, then, since it's happened twice, and July 4th lands on a Saturday, and then you're celebrating the 4th of July when? The next week or the week... Then what?
All right. The first Saturday of the month, or like Kurt said.
Why don't you start drinking earlier?
Well, and I got to stay up until when sunset. When do they start shooting off fireworks?
Sunset's at 10 p.m.
Okay.
Does anybody know, because there's a parade that they had. They had the parade. Was that Saturday?
Yes.
Does anybody know what parade does not operate on Sunday ever?
What parade does not operate on Sunday?
Is this like a riddle?
No, it's trivia.
Easter parade.
Trivia show here, but
Pride Fest.
No,
I don't know.
The Rose Parade.
That's right.
They don't do that on Sunday for some strange reason, and
didn't that happen this year?
Yeah, it might have. Anytime January 1st lands on a Sunday, the Rose Parade then is postponed until. The next day, the Monday.
Monday, yeah.
And about 30-something years ago, a group of guys thought that was really stupid, which it really is stupid. And they created in Pasadena something called the Doodah Parade, which now is in about 6 or 8 cities where they do, you know, guys dressed up like a typewriter a procession, or they do the folding chair exercise or lawnmowers. It's sort of a mock parade of the foo-foo of the... Rose Parade.
So the Rose Parade, the reason I thought this was because they don't do it unless they do it on the day of the game, right? And they can't play college football on Sundays because pro football is playing.
That seems logical.
That's what I assumed.
That's probably right.
That's why I assumed that.
But that's something that they don't do. Did you go to the 4th of July what do they call it downtown? The 4th of July?
I think it's still called the Veiled Prophet.
No, it's Fair St. Louis.
It's Fair St. Louis.
Yeah, I don't know why they still
have the people on the floats with the veils over their faces and the hoods?
I think so.
Did
they stop that yet?
Well, no, they haven't stopped it. That's still the Veiled Prophet, and I do believe that is on the 4th of July or on this holiday. I believe so.
So the fair is called Fair St. Louis. Mm-hmm. The
right.
parade is still called the VP
the
parade.
VP parade. Yeah.
And so they still probably have the Veiled Prophet ball. And yeah.
that, I looked that up. This is not the finest moment in the history of this town,
no.
is Veiled Prophet stuff.
No, that's... It's
started by a former Confederate soldier with hoods.
Uh-oh.
It goes from there. It was really sort of designed for a twofold process.
You better get a hold of the mayor.
Chicago was becoming a big hub. St. Louis was the main place because of the river before the end of the Civil War. And then Chicago, with the stockyards and everything, started to gain notoriety. And the railroad, when they rerouted the railroad. So it was to kind of poke at Chicago, get attention here. But it was definitely also designed to let people know that there was a pecking order of class in this town.
Yes.
And this group was in charge. And you better not come in here with your unions and your lower ranking filthy
people and
try to take over.
Very high ranking members of that organization,
yeah.
so let's be careful.
Well, it's a terrible idea.
Hey, Josh.
Back in the 1970s, one of the members of that, if you know the name Meritz, he said it was a terrible idea. So this is going on almost 40 years of people saying, you know what?
Get rid of it.
So,
Josh, you're from St. Louis, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you and I are both from St. Louis. Why is it the people that are transplants here know more about our history and our city and everything?
Well, Scott is kind of a sponge for knowledge.
Well, yeah.
So I don't want to say that St. Louis people like you and me, Tim, are dumb.
No, I just think you just sort of accept things when you grow up without sort of looking at it.
Digging into it.
And you're kind of like, well, what's that? Why is that chick wearing that thing on her face? What is that?
Well, I think the first time I saw that, it kind of spooked me out.
Well, it's terrifying.
Kind of creepy.
And crazy. So,
I didn't say that.
I will say this. Have you been to a parade recently? Because I love a parade. I've gone to parades in Belleville. For Memorial Day weekend?
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
You really like parades?
I find myself to be very moved by parades, especially ones for the 4th of July. I've been in parades for work. I've told the story about how the Lee Greenwood song is a wormhole that I can't get rid of.
Right.
I was working on a political campaign a long time ago, and that was the theme song of the campaign. Oh, so we hit every parade that we could get invited to in the whole entire state of Michigan, and they're great. And the people in the parade and on the side of the parade, it's really fun. But this song was in my head. I'm like, I cannot stand that song.
Right.
Don't ever play that song. I don't want to hear that song ever again. You might be a very nice man. It's a terrible song. But I love parades. I love going to, I'll give you an example. I went to there's a parade up in Gillespie, Illinois. And everybody, when somebody comes by, a band or the flag comes by, people stand up and they cheer. And they put and it doesn't matter or have anything to do with politics. It's just, I think it's very nice to go to a parade. And
did you go to the VP Fair on Saturday?
No, but I've been to that parade before,
okay.
and that's where
are
I got
looking
this.
Looking at the small town Main Street parades, these are the things.
Some of the big ones. I've been to other big parades. I'll say this about the VP Fair: until the people with the things on their faces came by, it was fun, and then it was weird. Nobody really could explain it, so I looked it up.
Okay.
But I went to the Pride Parade like 2 weeks ago, and I could never been there before. I could not believe how many people were there.
Oh, it's growing.
It was like 300,000 people. I don't know how to estimate. It was like two Sundays ago, downtown, and it went on Market Street. It went on for over 2 hours.
Wow!
So I had some sort of tips for not just those people, but for the people of all parades. One, the parade has to have a lot of music. And the Pride Parade didn't have nearly as much music as I thought. Yeah, and you had your George Michael and your Madonna and Lady Gaga, but just a little bit. I thought there'd be more music. And you really have to have fun. You have to have bands, and you have to have floats. And it can't last more than an hour. Okay. This thing went on for 2 hours. It was like a sit-in. It wasn't even like a parade. And I thought at one point, everyone who's attending this has to be in the parade, and then when they're done, they just go back into the audience. Because I had never been to a parade with this many people before.
Huh.
So, but I thought it was really cool.
It's nice to hear.
But I do like parades. But have some floats, keep it moving, have music, and if you're not having music, then you need to be moving, dancing, or doing something.
You know, the best parades I remember going to were when I was younger. They used to have the Shriners Circus, and they used to have the Police Circus. And you go downtown, like, on a Friday night or a Thursday. Yeah, it was a Friday night. And it was in the evening. It was after the sun was starting. And they had the floats that were all lit up.
Yeah.
You know, now it's daytime, and they just, you know, but it was at night, and you had the floats all lit up, and that's the things I remember about downtown as a kid.
What's the deal with the Shriners and those little cars?
I'll tell you about the Shriners, and I'll tell you about the cars. I was asked to be a Shriner once, and I'm just not a joiner. My dad and my uncle were in that.
Is that a national fraternity?
Yes. They have a great charitable organization of orthopedic surgery centers, primarily for kids, and it's free.
Right.
So if your kid has some kind of orthopedic, either a birth defect or some kind of ailment, they will surgically and or rehabilitatively help this child and not charge. I think it's
awesome.
Incredibly awesome. And it's not a religious organization, really. And I don't know that it's much different than if you're in the Lions Club or the Elks Lodge or something like that, where you just are kind of part of this group. But they do a great job. I think that they've had a circus in most of the cities that they raise money in. And the circus, the Shrine Circus, then you have to have some kind of clowns. And then I think the cars were part of the show, and they teach these guys how to do little cars or the little motorcycles.
All right.
And so they were actually the Shriners. I went to the parade at the Valley of Flowers parade.
And the Shriners were there?
And the Shriners were there. And that was cool. And every parade, a bubble machine.
Throw that
especially at Pride Fest. How did Pride Fest not have 19 bubble machines?
They missed the bubble machine?
They missed the bubble machine.
I don't want to paint Scott Sherman, fill-in host for the Frank Opinion Show, as a negative type person.
You can do that.
Because you've always got a quip for something.
Skeptical.
Skeptical, very sarcastic. The fact that you love parades,
yeah.
I'm floored.
Really?
I would never have painted you with that multicolored brush.
Yeah, I was cheering all of the people at the Pride Fest because I didn't know any of them, but I'm like, hey, these people seem very happy, and they can be themselves, and that's cool. Just as I will cheer at a Memorial Day parade, the veterans, and on a 4th of July parade, everyone in red, white, and blue, unless they have a hood or a veil over their face,
right.
Telling me that they're better than I am.
I'm still a little scared of the repercussions.
Of that?
Yeah, it's like the Masons. I have no idea what Freemasons do, but if I were to believe
they're kind of like Shriners.
The TV shows and the...
Well, George Washington was a Mason.
Was he?
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about that.
The Illuminati. Are they going to come get us now?
This is not the Alex Jones show.
Okay.
This is the Large Morning
All right.
Show.
Got any chili?
Get out there and get to a parade, but everyone... Have fun at the parade. And everyone, and this last little tiny little political thing. Whoever it was who gave static to the person that was supporting the cops at the Pride Parade, kick them out of the next year Pride Parade. If you want to support civil rights, it's a civil rights thing. Everyone's in the tent.
People are becoming
petty. Test. Right?
Yes.
All right, we got to check traffic. Too bad we don't have a traffic reporter co-hosting today. Oh, wait a minute. We do. It's Tim Weiland.
It's too bad some of the commuters out there, and I'm talking about Farmer Dave, just couldn't have waited like another minute for me to do traffic. He calls me up and goes, what's going on out on 40 at the bridge? What's it look like going eastbound downtown?
You know, that's not how he said it.
He wants his... Are you kidding?
Hey, Weiland, what's going on out on 40 in the bridge?
He wants his own personal little traffic report. So, Dave, I should have made you wait. Yeah, they just cleared a stall that was blocking two lanes on westbound Highway 40 before the Boone Bridge. So that traffic is thinning out. You had a stall just before Highway 270. That has been cleared eastbound. Also on westbound 40, drivers are jamming up from Kings Highway, and that goes through about Bellevue. Things open up after that. Now they are going to have all the ramps going to Hampton on eastbound 40 and westbound 40 are going to be closed for the fair. there. You have Clayton Skinker, westbound 40, the ramp to Clayton Skinker shut down. The on-ramp from Clayton Skinker onto eastbound 40, that shut down. Then you're going to be slow eastbound 40 downtown from Grand to the Poplar Street, Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
Hey there, Tim. What in the corn is up with this traffic out here?
That was good.
Thank you.
Let's take a break. More Large Morning Show. Scott in for Frank, Josh in for Ian, and Tim in for Dan on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122 because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory-trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years, 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. Whether your needs are residential and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
Credit card debt is like quicksand. Once you fall into it, it's almost impossible to get out. That's because once they've trapped you, the credit card companies keep sucking you deeper into debt with outrageous interest rates and fees. But now you can pull yourself out of debt just by reaching for your phone and calling Credit Associates. If you owe $5,000 or more on your credit cards and you can't afford to pay off your debt, you don't have to. Let us settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. We'll even show you how much you could save. For free information, call 1-800-900-1802. You can get completely free from debt faster than you ever imagined without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your debt. So reach for your phone and pull yourself out of debt with this life-changing free information from Credit Associates. 1-800-900-1802. That's 1-800-900-1802.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies, is the man in your life not as energetic or exciting as the guy you fell in love with? Well, it's not his fault. Once a man hits 45, his body has less free testosterone, which can make it a lot harder for him to stay in shape. That's why we want to give your guy a complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix can help boost his free testosterone levels with Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help him feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate, too. So if you want to help the guy in your life feel like the man he used to be, just text 42424 and enter the word MUCH, and we'll give him a complimentary bottle. Award-winning Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle from Nugenix. Text 42424 and enter MUCH. Again, text 42424 and enter M-U-C-H.
During the 4th of July holiday, most of us get to enjoy backyard barbecues, pool parties, family gatherings, and fireworks.
Things we take for granted because of the men and women who make our freedom possible.
Our United States military.
Take this time to acknowledge all members of our armed forces and thank them.
Because their unwavering strength and determination allows all of us to live the American way.
A big thank you from Jason Gaines, the owner of Dirty Dogs. Thank you for your service and your business. Online at DirtyDogsHotDogs.com.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know. I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join. So join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
Comfort is something we all want to feel. No one knows this better than Serta, America's number one mattress manufacturer. This July 4th, discover Serta's all-new mattress collections. Experience our latest iComfort sleep system and get a free box spring or save up to $800 on an adjustable set. Or find the right perfect sleeper mattress from as low as $399 while supplies last. Offers good at participating retailers. Find a local retailer at SertaRetailers.com.
I could talk to you right now about Amini's. I think most of you think of Amini's, and this may partly be because of me, as a place where you go get pinball machines, arcade games, and jukeboxes, shuffleboard tables, pool tables, that kind of thing. And you can. They have that. I want you to start also thinking of them as the place for the finest in home furnishings. Not just patio furniture. That's their biggest category, but other rooms of the house. Dining room furniture, living room furniture, bedroom furniture. But when you're ready for the best of the best that's made, not the kind of furniture you find in your average furniture store. And they have people there who are professional designers. They will help you mix, match, whatever, customize the furniture specifically for your house and your taste. This is one tremendous store. And take everybody in the family when you go, because nobody's going to get bored at Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S, in the heart of Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com.
Civil War song, not really a Revolutionary War song,
but it's a really good song.
Have you seen Lincoln?
I haven't.
It's really, really well done. And happy 4th of July tomorrow, 4th of July weekend to you today. I'm Scott in for Frank. The gang is Josh in for Ian, and of course Tim in for Dan. One quick final note about this parade stuff. I was picking on the VP for the veiled prophet and the hoods and the history and the not letting black people and other people in the thing till recently. The Mummers Parade in Philadelphia. Let's pick on them. That seems to be less uncomfortable. Now, who's from Philadelphia that's a totally disgraceful human being? I can't think of. There's one. I know there's Rocky. He's a really good guy. Then there's this guy. I can't think of his name. Is he a comedian or something?
No!
Wait a minute, that guy. Instead of throwing beads, Bill Cosby would throw Vicodin.
Yeah.
Into the crowd. The Mummers Parade is in Philadelphia every year, usually on January 1st. And the Mummers Parade, it's got its history, too. In 1964, the city council had to pass a law outlawing the participants of the parade from using blackface anymore. And as of 2017, only a few are still using blackface. Oh. So congratulations to the city of brotherly love.
Cut it down from 1 to 5.
Although there is a lot of uptick in the use of red and brown face. And I'm not kidding. It's actually a thing. And 95% of the people that watch and participate in the parade are white. So the Mummers have something to answer for. In fact, there was a guy, one black guy who was in the Mummers Parade. So there you go. Josh, you can check that later. So tomorrow is the 4th of July. Sleepy Dusty Delta Day. But actually, and if you were listening earlier to...
It was the 3rd of June.
Oh, boy.
On that summer's day.
Neil in the house. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Yeah.
If you're listening to Ken Earhart, who was in for John Carney on with Josh Gilbert, they had Kenneth Davis. And if you heard that, you learned that it's supposed to be the 2nd of July, not the 4th of July. That was the day it was actually ratified, right? The Declaration of Independence.
Right.
That's correct. But there are some other things about the Declaration of Independence that I learned by looking at this that I thought were at least noteworthy, at least something that we could sort of chat about today. Declaration of Independence facts. First of all, did you know that the vote for independence was not unanimous? Did you have that on your Smarty Pants radio show earlier?
No.
No, but that makes sense.
The first go-around of the vote.
Is there nothing Congress can agree upon?
And it was on the 2nd of July. It was, there were 13 of them. It was 9-2-2. Who? 9-4, 2 against. The 2 against?
2 abstained.
And 2 abstained. The 2 against were Pennsylvania, which is kind of surprising because, as you know, that would be Benjamin Franklin would be part of that group, and South Carolina, which surprises me not about anything.
Right.
Then the 2 abstentions, I think, were New York and New Jersey. And then they did some political wrangling since they already had voted for independence, and Pennsylvania flipped, and South Carolina abstained, and then New York flipped. So it ended up being 11-0-2 abstentions.
Okay.
And then they claimed that that was unanimous, which I guess it is unanimous because it was really 11-0. So I find that to be interesting. It wasn't completely gung-ho. And the reason for that was that some of the states didn't have the power to have a vote of their delegation in the Continental Congress. How about that one?
Hmm.
How about this one? The Declaration of Independence states that the authority to govern belongs to the people rather than to kings, and that all people are created equal and have rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's in the document that Thomas Jefferson wrote, and that really became the cornerstone of what the United States sort of philosophy has been all about. There is a lot of criticism, and some of it duly so, based on looking at the past through a current lens, sort of the way that I look at the VP fair. But that principle put into that document is the first time in recorded history that a government gave the power of its citizens to the people from not the government, but from itself. And I find that to be a very interesting perspective. Do you know that all of the signatures, if you've seen a Declaration of Independence copy somewhere on parchment, you guys have seen this? It's got like all these signatures on it, right?
Right, yeah.
The original one.
Put your John Hancock right there.
Had only one. And that guy was John Hancock. It wasn't until almost August that they got, I guess, they got copies of this thing together and they passed it around to everybody to sign it. But there were 5 people that were really considered to be the primary movers and shakers of the founding document of the Declaration of Independence. Here they are. Benjamin Franklin.
I've heard of him.
Thomas Jefferson. John Adams. Roger Sherman. Thank you very much.
No relation.
And Robert Livingston, who was a relatively young guy, I believe from South Carolina. Do you know the last person who put his name on the Declaration of Independence that was at the Continental Congress?
You know, that was a trivia question in one of our trivia nights, and
the last person.
I didn't sponge it up.
It was Robert Livingston, who was part of the Big Five, but wasn't around for him to sign the document when it went to the printer and all the rest. Does anybody know the date that the Declaration of Independence was first publicly read?
No.
Nope.
July 8th. So it was actually read out loud in that Philadelphia hall in the Continental Congress in Philadelphia, Independence Hall, out into the public for the very first time. And that was done on July the 8th. But the war, the Revolutionary War, and this is something that I tripped up on.
And this is something that I never understood.
Had been going on for over a year.
Yeah.
I thought that they read the thing and the British got mad. And then they said, okay, we're going to have a war.
And I always thought that 1776, Independence Day, that's our birthday, right?
Yeah.
The war went on for about, I don't know, 8 more years after that?
That's true. It did. And it had been going on for a year, 1775.
I assumed that would have been the day that we won the war.
Yes, like VE Day or something.
Yeah.
No, it was the day of the not even stated independence, because that wasn't until July the 8th, or really on the adopted and ratified independence, which was on July the 2nd. So I don't know what July 4th is.
What do you think the founding fathers, if they could come back and or go to this date, what do you think they'd be thinking? Seeing
today?
What's going on right now from what they drew up and what's happening
they
right
say,
now.
They would say, those mechanical horses with wheels are amazing.
Well, we know that.
Oh, those self-driving carriages.
I think they would think that, you know, we started a revolution over taxes.
Yeah.
Seems like we got some stuff going on here that we need to get together on. Because, you know, if there's a war over a TIF community, imagine what those guys would think. It would be something else. Here's what they'd say. Where's that Tim Weiland? We need him to come forth.
All these self-driving carriages out here.
And here to declare the following. Hence and wherefore and thou an art.
Okay, how do you follow that up? Okay. Let's see. If you're traveling on westbound, well, we have a few incidents going on westbound. They just cleared something that was near air flight, so traffic moving past the airport, but then you're going to hit the brakes again from 141 across the Blanchette Bridge. You've got a stalled vehicle that's blocking the right lane. You've got an accident on westbound 70 west of Forestell that's got you backed up well east of Forestell, and then eastbound drivers are slow from Wright City to where this accident is slowing down there. We have westbound Highway 40 is now looking like it's slowing, approaching Kings Highway through McCausland. Do we have an incident here? Let me pull the camera up. We do have a slowdown now coming in on eastbound 40 between Clayton Warson and McKnight. And then you're slow again eastbound 40 as you approach Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud. Use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
Oh, these self-serve bank machines and Staples. I mean, they got everything there.
Heavens to Betsy.
I think those founding fathers would be really impressed.
I've got my wig in an uproar.
Yeah. Bill, why don't people wear powdered wigs anymore? You would look really good with one of those, Scott.
I probably need one, sir. All right, that's our one. Hour two will be after news and spots. We'll have the great Jose Hernandez in hour number two to talk a little tech talk. And we'll do more patriotic celebrating as the 4th of July holiday weekend moves along. I'm Scott Sherman in for Frank on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Looking for that great family restaurant on the hill with some great Italian food? Look no further. Mama's on the Hill. Lance and Andrea continue that tradition on the hill of family-style restaurants. Great for catering either off-site or on-site. They have a great banquet right there, Mama's on the Hill. Book your graduation party or any special event. Mama's on the Hill at the corner of Edwards and Bischoff, and yes, that's where toasted ravioli was invented. Go in and hear the story and get great food. Mama's on the Hill or mamasonthehill.com.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers you won't find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles.
styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%. Get convenient, fast delivery and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
You're tired, you're poor, your huddled mass is yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I'll lift my lamp beside the golden door. These words are just as important today as they were the day they were written back in 1883. Happy birthday, America, from The Morning Show.
Thank you to all who have served to keep us free from KTRS and the VA healthcare system. Healthcare for heroes.
KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger chicken sandwich is available at a $5 fill-up for a limited time. KFC, it's finger-looking good. Limited time offer at participating KFC's. Tax extra.
Hi, Frank. You folks who are baby boomers, you remember when we were kids, the size of the kitchens in our houses? And I think I'm speaking for most people except maybe rich kids. Tiny. I mean, there was no center island. What was that? Nobody had that. Nobody had double sinks. We didn't have a dishwasher. Things have changed. Even the most, I guess I should say an average priced home now has a pretty nice kitchen. Kitchen is a big deal, a big part of the home. And nice bathrooms are important. If you told me as a kid, hey, someday they'll put in tubs with jets in there and the bubbles. And what are you talking about? Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. This is the company you want to talk to if you're considering remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Make sure the name Price is in as well as in at least one of the companies you're talking to. They don't care if you talk to 10 people. You know why? Because you're pretty sure they're going to win. They're going to win your trust. They're going to win your business. Because when you compare their process and what you get for the money with them, not that they're cheap. They don't work cheap. They work right. They're perfectionists. I think that's who you'll go with. That's what happened with us. Thompson Price. Please make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you deal with when you're going to completely remodel a kitchen or bathroom. Check out their showroom. They'd love to have you come by. It's in DePere, less than half mile east of 270, right next to McAllister's Deli. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
This is the Big 550, KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.